The Ave in Seattle's U District is known for its mom-and-pop businesses, but that's about to change, because now Target wants to set up store there. But it's not putting in a big box store like it would in the suburbs. Instead, it's taking a cue from the tiny businesses that make the street famous. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
When George Jakris and his brother Tom came to Seattle, they took a shine to University Way. It was the perfect place to open a shoebox-sized restaurant specializing in the kind of Thai food they loved best. Street food cooked right in front of you.
And we got really good feedback on that one, you know, even though sometimes the fire, the big fire almost burning the customer eyeballs. But they're happy about it because they know that that particular dish is in the pan is them.
The restaurant is called Thai Tom, and it's one of the many small restaurants on the Ave that serve food from all over the world. But right out its back door, there's something very different being built. A new Target store. It's a sign of how the Ave is changing, but it also signals a return to the past. There used to be lots of department stores on the Ave decades ago, but anchor stores like JCPenney and Nordstrom left the Ave in the 80s and 90s. Their attention had shifted to suburban malls. Today, the suburban market is oversaturated. Many big box stores are trying to follow the money back into urban markets. That's why Target is building a new store in Seattle's University District. Jacqueline DeBuse is a spokesperson for the company.
You know, our team has been watching the growth happening in the U District. Student housing stock is on the rise, including new development that's not far from our store. And the coming light rail station is a sign that the area is alive and vibrant.
But there's a challenge with building a Target here. I mean, you can't just plop a big box store in the middle of the U District. It would wipe out a whole city block, from Aladdin Falafel to Zen Noodle.
My first instinct is that we don't want big box stores to come in to the Ave to erase the gritty character and the vitality of the Ave.
Luisa Iarochi teaches architecture at the University of Washington. She wrote a book about urban department stores. We went to see the new Target being built.
To our right, we can see the construction.
It's big for the Ave, but for a Target, it's surprisingly small. About a seventh of the size of a regular Target. And even its small size is made to appear smaller than it is to fit in. Most of the store is hidden around back in the alley behind Thai Tom and several other small restaurants. Iarochi says Target appears to have learned something from the smaller scale of the Ave.
Kudos to them for really saying we want to come back to an urban neighborhood and to do it in a way where we're going to downscale our stores.
So what's it mean to be a small format, big box store? Target gave us some examples. Paper towels will come in small bundles, easy to carry home on foot. And they might offer 4 or 5 different kinds of laundry detergent rather than 12 or 13. Also, the tiny Targets would function kind of like Amazon fulfillment centers, allowing Target to offer same-day delivery to Seattle residents. Luisa Iarochi says stores like Target could help small shops in the U District, kind of like in a mall. I mean, you have big department stores, but you also have smaller shops that feed off the stream of visitors they attract. Still, even a tiny Target is bound to make some ripples when it jumps into the pool of small businesses on the Ave. Like at Thai Tom, I mean, George Jakris is getting really tired of the construction noise.
There's a bang, bang, bang all day.
And he's spent a lot of money on pest control, keeping out the mice and cockroaches fleeing the construction next door.
Animals want to survive.
And who can blame him? Right now, George Jakris is skeptical that the tiny Target will be good for the neighborhood, but he's keeping an open mind. If it brings him more customers, he says maybe his current discomfort will be worth it. In the U District, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.